aerosols are airborne particles and droplets so tiny they can remain suspended in the atmosphere for long periods of time. They can be transported over long distances, even circumnavigating the globe. Their sources are both natural and man-made. Windblown desert dust, smoke from bushfires, sulfurous particles from volcanoes, and carbonaceous fragments from fossil fuel combustion are examples of aerosols. Aerosols affect Earth's climate by reflecting and absorbing incoming solar radiation. They also interact with clouds and hence change their radiative properties and dynamics. Near the Earth's surface, aerosol particles are pollutants that exacerbate air quality problems. Higher in the atmosphere, aerosols ejected from volcanoes can disrupt air traffic. Remember the chaos caused by the 2010 eruption of an Icelandic volcano. Because aerosol particles can have such wide-ranging impacts, considerable efforts have been made by scientists to develop global models that simulate their distributions and properties. These models are fed into day-to-day weather forecasts. The location and density of aerosols is mapped by several of NASA's Earth Observing System satellites. Both the AQUA and Terra satellites can carry or do carry an instrument called MODIS, M-O-D-I-S. That's the Moderate Resolution Imaging Spectroradiometer. Another satellite, Calypso, also measures aerosols. They are able to do so from their orbit several hundred kilometers above the atmosphere because of the way sunlight is altered by the aerosols. The satellites detect the changes in the colour of sunlight reflected off the aerosols. The satellite measurements are so accurate that scientists can not only tell what type of aerosol is present, but also identify its source and how long it takes to settle out of the atmosphere.